Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of the big show, as we've covered a lot of ground, including college basketball, and I know Houston hates that, but on a regular basis, but with the tournament, we stir it up a little bit. Charlie stirs it up more than most. We've covered the Astros at the White House, some Major League Baseball moves. We've covered football to the most, for the most part. But, boy, talk about a guy looking for a max contract, a big-time deal that just can't stay out of the public spotlight. Odell Beckham Jr., man.
Dude. Listen, if you're an athlete, do yourself a favor. If you're hooking up with chicks, make them leave their phones in the lobby. Get a safe deposit box. Get that safe that's in the room. Only you know the code, and you make them put their phone in there. I mean, if you haven't heard, there was a 7-second video that got released of him in a bed with a pizza and a woman. And the woman has a tray, and on the tray is a credit card and some white lines of what looks like a powder.
And supposedly he has something in his hand that they're saying is either
a funny looking cigarette
or a cigar.
A cigarette.
She said it was
just a grape cigarette.
Pizza crust.
She said it was pizza crust.
Yeah.
And she was doing lines of Parmesan. Get out of here.
Yeah, I'm with you, Barry. I lock that damn phone up because they're probably still going to sleep with you, especially if you're as big as OBJ. You know what I mean? Like, you're a pretty big star.
Let's not forget own James Harden, who went through this very same thing, learning a valuable lesson. What was it, a summer ago?
Yeah.
When he got that notorious chaser creeper chick, internet chick, who for the one time, James normally has security people and others that are very diligent about the fact that, you know, even from picture standpoint, they're managing everything. And he went off on his own. And he ends up hooking up with the chick. And the next thing you know, the next day on social media, here's James Harden sleeping in my bed. Here's James Harden doing this, doing that. It's a bad look.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know. I actually feel like some basketball players struggle to get with females a lot more than you think. But I feel like stars like James Harden and Odell Beckham Jr. shouldn't have that problem. And that's why I feel like I totally agree with Barry. Just lock up the phone or just tell them they can't bring it.
And first of all, I'm looking at the video right now on pause. That ain't pizza crust, player. That is not pizza crust. Because I'm looking at the pizza, and there ain't a slice taken out of the pizza. Oh, there is. There's a one slice gone. Trust me, but I'm looking at the crust. That is not pizza crust. I don't know if
that ain't baking powder either.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that's Parmesan that she's got there on that thing chopped up.
Now, is it shock you that she's an aspiring model?
Oh,
from France.
I tell you what, she ain't all that, to be honest with you. Because I was like...
Unless you like that librarian look, because she's pulling the glasses and...
Yeah, well, that's the filter, right? That's the Instagram filter?
I thought she had glasses.
No, that's the Instagram filter. And that's not her real glasses, I don't believe. I'm not...
Well, this is how you make a name for yourself.
He could do better. I feel like he could do better. But hey, maybe she brought her own Parmesan. Who knows? Just a bad look, man. You can't let these chicks do this.
It's a good look when you're signed to a long-term deal, but here's a guy along with his agent who are trying to get the biggest contract in NFL history for a receiver, let alone break the bank one way or the other, doesn't have a long-term deal, not the look you want to be out there flashing the world when you're trying to get paid.
No, now I did see, okay, so you said that that's her glasses. That might really be because there's this picture on the big lead.
That's what I thought.
Where she's has those on again, unless she's in love with that filter. Because she's also got something above her head that looks like it's part of the Instagram filter. I don't know. It's just stupid. Like, what are you doing, dude? You could, and doesn't he say something like, "Well, I'm trying to get you to make love to her," or something like that? He's talking about making love to some, or a woman love or something. I don't know.
I watched it, but I mean, look, and then you got pro Giants people are saying, no, those tattoos were years ago. This is an old video. And then people started breaking it all down, saying, hate to break it to you. Then they finally, she had to come out and say, okay, it was during Fashion Week in Paris, which was just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, so she had to confess.
So they kind of, the details are coming out. They couldn't hide that part of it. Look, you're free to do, for the most part, what you want to do when you're not with the team, either OTAs or, you know, training camp or the season. You want to kind of relax and get out there. But be smart, man. If you can't do it yourself, put people around you that can prevent these things from happening and getting out there.
I tell you what, the pizza looks really good. Man, the
pizza in France?
That pepperoni is legit. Like, we got these little raggedy-ass pepperonis here in the States. Those pepperonis, you ever seen, I'm going to use the medical terms here, so don't dump me.
Okay.
You ever seen, like, a big girl's areola? How big they get?
Uh-huh.
That's what, these are big girl areolas. These are big pepperonis.
That was on you, Nick. I wasn't even going to touch that.
I wasn't going to touch that. By the way, quick
but that's
mention.
The medical term, but these aren't these little skinny chick pepperonis. These
So we are currently simulcasting right now.
Oh, sweet. Welcome.
On both 94.1 and ESPN.
You're welcome, 94.1.
So.
Yeah, nice.
Hey, welcome aboard. Doing you a favor, simulcasting on both FM
Sports
stations.
Map.
Sports Map. 94.1, home of the Charlie Pulillo Show.
Does this mean we're getting paid twice? I like this. This is great.
What? We can do that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're going to get rejected.
Yeah.
Aggressively.
So, Nick, you go bring that to the table and let us know if you can
get
that pass.
Yeah,
for
I'll
us.
Be the one to inquire. Sure.
Appreciate you. Amos said that our golf talk was boring to him. Hey, man, we run the gamut on this show. We'll talk everything. Yeah. We talk curling. We talk badminton.
We just talked about the dude that died that was the NASCAR motorcycle driver? I don't know.
Don't even get me lying. I tried to act like I knew
it. But look, you guys aren't our program directors. You're not our producers, though a lot of you think you are. And so we appreciate the input, and then we don't.
This is cold-blooded. Somebody texted the show and said, Giants should be happy he got caught with a woman, OBJ.
Wow.
That's not nice.
And
you
again,
guys, you guys are not nice,
here's
man.
Here's the other thing, too. It's one thing if you're playing, like, in Jacksonville. But when you're playing in the media capital of the world, and you know everything is scrutinized.
Everything.
You got to be hyper careful and sensitive about everything and anything you do.
Well, you know, you can get the big question is he's never failed a drug test if I recall.
Well, I don't think cocaine stays in your system very long.
It doesn't. I don't know.
Like
I know
two
weed
or three
is like
days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, weed is a lot longer.
Weed is like 30 days and then your hair.
But they are starting to improve more on testing. Like apparently you used to, you know, alcohol like it gets out of your system in 2 or 3 days, but I think now they can test like 80 hours back now.
Really?
So they've kind of intensified the testing. So I don't know if it's the same situation with cocaine, but.
Well, he better be careful. Well, and you can't assume that he did it just because it's in the
exactly.
room.
Exactly.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm a guy that if I'm in a room with people doing coke and there's weed, I might smoke the weed. I would never do cocaine. I would never do it. I've not done it. And I just, it's not something that interests me. Mainly because the same reason I would never do crack or heroin, I would be too scared of getting addicted to it.
Yeah, especially crack. I don't think you ever go back when you do that.
Yeah. And then you end up,
I'd go
you know.
Crazy and do both. And I'd go nuts with it because you guys know me.
But I mean, so don't, so you
that's
can't,
not happening.
So you can't make the assumption that he was doing coke, right?
Right.
Like, I mean, that's not fair because, like, Joel, for example, if we all went out and just hung out, we all go two-stepping. Nick and I are drinking. You're not drinking. And it's not fair to assume that if we're going out and you're going to drink. So you can't assume that the dude
but
was
I might
doing
have one or two, but I'm not, I'm just,
well,
not
you
a
just
drinker
blew my
anymore.
Analogy. That's, damn it.
But it's rare, but you're right. But I know what you're saying because it's rare. It's rare that you, because we've been out together like at work functions yep, where yeah. there was alcohol. And I remember you not
all
drinking.
He did was coke. He didn't have a single.
Oh, now you know.
Cola,
now you know
cola.
I'll do pizza.
Cola.
You know yeah. I'll do pizza. Yeah. I'll do it well.
He snorted a pizza. That's
man, I'll tell you what.
By the way, I think you might be right. It might be one of those Snapchat glasses or Instagram
I
glasses
so.
That she put. Because I looked at two different pictures. And it looks like it was added on her
okay,
face.
Okay, thank yeah. you. I was weird about that. But yeah, you now the fact that he's got the grape cigarillo or whatever that
see,
is,
whatever
the
that
pizza
is.
Crust, quote unquote.
But again, let's
a
not
more
be
suspect.
Naive in the fact that we know. Yeah, you got to be smarter about getting caught with it. But look, the NFL players are actually pushing it to be legalized because of its positive effects in the rehab process,
right,
and recovery process. So players in the offseason are going to do what they're going to do, whether it's smart or not.
My boy Mal Malucci said it's 30 days for coke in your system.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is he a frequent partaker? In
no.
Okay. So how does
no,
he know?
Don't put that on
yeah,
Mal.
Yeah, don't put that on him.
Don't put that on Mal. He ain't moving that weight. He ain't doing that. No.
How are we feeling, by the way, about Michelle Beadle being moved off of this afternoon show on ESPN for Carrie Champion?
I don't care about either of them.
Carrie Champion coming dressed like she's going to the prom as opposed to Michelle Beadle, who just got off a bender in the bar.
I don't know. I just don't care about that stuff.
I'm not a Beatle fan. I think Carrie Champion's talented, but I think that she can be a little over the top.
Okay.
All right. We'll continue to roll on. We've got plenty to go in the final hour of the big show, where you can hear us on both 94.1 Sports Map as well as ESPN 97.5. The Blitz will pick it up at 4, take you till 7 on ESPN. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with a whole lot more show in just mere minutes.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, calling all Rice Owls baseball fans. It's the baseball team that everybody wants to see here in the Houston area. Both teams really good, U of H and Rice, but Rice has got a great venue in Reckling Park, and they're taking on a national powerhouse in TCU, who has made several appearances in the College World Series recently. So Tuesday, March the 13th, 6:30 p.m., Reckling Park, Dollar Dog Night. Bring your friends and family to a great game. Get a dollar hot dog throughout the game. Tickets starting as low as just $12. For single game ticket information, call 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/BSBTicks. I'm telling you, my man Tony Nyla, the equipment manager for the Rockets, a diehard season ticket holder for Rice Baseball. He keeps the book. He keeps scorebook for Rice Baseball. That's how into it he is.
Tony, we got to get you out of the house.
Oh, he gets out, believe me.
We got to get you out of the house.
I'm just letting you know, that man will travel.
He's keeping the score at a Rice Baseball game?
He loves baseball, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
I love baseball, too.
You know who else keeps the book at every game he goes to?
Who?
Charlie Pillillo.
Yeah.
Just saying, I've seen him do it.
Yeah, Pillillo wears sweatshirts and shorts. That tells you everything you need to know.
Rice Baseball is incredibly popular, but that's not the only college baseball school that's pretty. Like, isn't Vanderbilt another one that's pretty big in college?
David Price went to Vanderbilt. There's been some good players out of Vandy.
I'm not into it, but I know I can see some people being totally into it. I'm not. I just can't.
College baseball? I love baseball. It's my favorite sport.
The College
sport.
World Series is an amazing event.
I love everything about baseball except college.
Have you been to a College World Series? Because I would like to go to
Omaha,
one.
Nebraska. Yep.
Put it this way. I'd rather watch a college basketball game than a college baseball game.
Dude, I'm telling you what, man. There's some. Like I said, if you're a baseball guy and you love baseball, you can find it. A College World Series is
now,
really
but
fun.
But if I'm going to watch one, Rice.
I've been at Rice games with Tony in his season tickets, and I'm telling you, there's not a bad seat in the house. The medical center buildings are in left field. It's a great backdrop. And you see competitive baseball. Like, the crazy thing to me is you go to the games and you're not really thinking because you're not seeing Major League Baseball. But then you look back in like 3 or 4 years and realize, man, I was at a game
with
five or six guys that
Jose
are now
Cruz
playing
Jr.
in the bigs. Rendon. Rendon, that was the third baseman for Rice, is an all-star with the Washington Nationals. You know, the pitchers that go through these teams and the teams they're playing are no slouch. They're playing a schedule of top-notch competition where the guys on the other team will end up playing big league baseball.
Like the Aggies? All right.
Well, the Aggies have a pretty good baseball team.
I know, but let's be real. College baseball is a distant third in college sports. And I think it just, again, it goes back to similar to the my theory on college basketball, is because you're not seeing any stars right away. And that's probably, you know, that there's going to be stars on the field because baseball has so many, you know, so many positions that can be filled, unlike basketball. But it's they're 4 or 5 years away from being stars, so it kind of takes the luster off of it, as opposed to watching Saquon Barkley run wild, and then he's going to be in the NFL next year and probably
I
doing
get
well.
That, but it's like the Skeeters games too. Sometimes, especially when you got a family and it's really, really affordable, and there's so much to do. Because like,
yeah, that's actually fun.
Yeah,
I've been to quite a few Skeeters games. That's actually real fun.
They got the family. What's your favorite area Skeeter? Out in the outfield?
I don't care, but I do think it's fun. I love the venue. It's comfortable.
That's the biggest point. He doesn't care because there's not like a Bryce Harper. You're not following like
Tracy McGrady.
You're playing to be at the game. You're doing this for your kids to love the game. And then if they get bored, there's a play zone in the outfield and there's lots of everything's affordable. When you got 3 and 4 kids and you're trying to bring them to an Astros game, especially now with what's happened, tickets are going through the roof and trying to get those 4 tickets at a reasonable price. When you can catch a college baseball game or a Skeeters game, and it doesn't matter who plays for each team, it's just enjoying the game and the atmosphere.
Speaking of that, the Orioles are apparently going to let kids in for free.
I think that's a great idea.
Team announced on Monday that it's starting a program called Kids Cheer Free, in which parents can bring children age 9 and younger to games for free. I like that. Now, which would you like better, being able to take a kid for free or being able to take your own food? Because the Astros will let you take your own food.
See, the thing that seating is going to be a problem, too. They got to make sure they do that logistically, because you could be a family that has 4 reserved seats, but now all of a sudden you're bringing 2 kids, and you don't have seats for them, and then it...
So it says every parent who buys a regular priced upper deck seat can get 2 free tickets in the upper deck for their kids.
Okay.
Promotion runs month to month. So tickets for the games from March 31st to April 29th are available now. I kind of like the free food thing better.
I do. I mean, I think that's a great idea because simply put, besides for Dollar Dog Night, the prices are exorbitant. Because
you can get a $15, $10 ticket in the upper deck for a kid. But the food alone is
going to
be
a soda
way more.
Is going to be like almost the price of a ticket in the upper deck.
Right, that's what I mean. You're probably better off buying a ticket for a kid in the upper deck and being able to bring all your food. Now, I don't know if they let you bring in drinks. I don't know if the Astros will let you bring in a cooler.
See, that's what,
or I'm like not, a thermos.
You can bring peanuts and popcorn and pretzels and all that kind of stuff.
That's correct.
So it'll be interesting, Clarence. I know that you're out there because you've been chiming in a lot on Twitter, but kind of what we told him. The Saints are kicking the tires on Jimmy Graham again.
Yeah.
And the other team that is in contact would be what I said, the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Graham's got 2 suitors right now that are actively Saints and the Packers.
Okay. Jermaine said, I will not tolerate any Carrie Champion slander. Watch your filthy whore mouth, Joel.
More. I gave her credit. I think she needs to slow down on being a Dodger fan and letting her fandomonium come out crazy on national TV. But I think she's pretty. I think she's talented. I think she delivers the product in the right way. And there's a reason why she's replacing that Michelle Beadle that looks like she's...
a beetle?
Yeah, crawled out of the bar at 3 a.m.
The Texas Tiger on Twitter, at Purple and Gold, said LSU has led national attendance for 22 straight years in college baseball. LSU is the college baseball school. Well, that's great. That's like...
I also think that's debatable.
No, I just want to respond and be like, you're bragging about that? Like, what? I can understand if you want to brag about college football, but who brags about...
Look, I've never been to Baton Rouge, but I've heard LSU does everything well. Football games, baseball games, whatever. But I'm talking about, let's pack up the family and go 20 minutes over to Reckling Park, as opposed to, let's pack up the family and go 3.5 hours or 2.5 hours to Baton Rouge.
Well, not only that, but bragging about having the best attendance in college baseball is the world's tallest little person. I mean, okay, great. It's college baseball. That's like Rice bragging about winning national championships in chess. Okay, good. I don't know. I don't know that I would be thumping my chest on that one, Purple and Gold. Oh, great. Here they come. I'm going to get all these hate tweets and texts now.
You open the door.
Whatever.
Let it roll. And Clarence, by the way, I said he was chiming in on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
He's getting in the middle of yours and Nick's discussion because he said weed stays in your system, but if you don't do it regularly, then you can pass a drug test, no problem. Don't ask me how I know.
Yeah, and then his wife saw that.
And then she said, go play with your cat.
Mm-mm. If they had dollar beer night at the ballpark, I'm all in. Oh, I bet.
I'm sure they'll do it again.
Did they have a dollar beer night?
No.
Oh, I'm confusing that with the dollar, Rockets.
Did the Rockets do that?
The Rockets
had
dollar
right.
nachos, dollar beer, and dollar
for the people that showed up early for only
exactly.
a small window to try and get everybody to
because I remember
their
even Daryl Morey came on, was it Granado's program, and promoted it.
Well, he ain't coming on ours.
I know that. But
I'm telling you that.
Why?
Oh, because
you set
Fat,
yourself,
Elvis, Fat Elvis will get all into his feels.
He would?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I promised my mom, well, she doesn't know. She probably knows now if she's listening, but she wanted me to go to a home game and sit with the Rowdies. And I was like, this was back when I was angry at the Rockets because I thought that they didn't give me a press pass.
Yeah.
Then come to find out Jong never submitted my name.
Right.
So all the anger I've been carrying against the Rockets all season has been unwarranted.
For naught.
And I've apologized. So let the record show that. So I thought, all right, fine. I guess I'll go to a game now. And then I'm going to sit with the Rowdies for the whole game. So I'm trying to figure out which game I should go to, which home game? No, not tonight.
Bulls.
Oh gosh. Really?
Yeah. Cause it's not a big opponent. They won't go too over the top.
Okay.
Maybe they'll go home early with a big lead.
So all I have left to choose from is the Clippers on Thursday, the Tigers, the Pelicans. I might do the Pelicans game.
The Tigers. They play Detroit?
The Pistons.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. The Pelicans, Atlanta, Chicago, Phoenix, Washington, Portland, and the Thunder. I don't want to wait till April.
Phoenix, Chicago,
no.
or Atlanta?
No. God, kill me now.
Why?
I'm in the Rowdy section. I want to be able to cheer. There's not going to be anything
to
cheer about in those
games.
You're
going to have a 56-point lead in
exactly.
the second quarter.
It's going to be boring. I think I might go to...
Then you can say you're going to the bathroom and just keep going.
March 24th, if I'm in town, I might go to that Pelicans game. I got to look at my schedule because I know I've got some road trips coming up. Okay. Don't look so excited.
Just contemplating what you're going to dress up as when you're sitting with the Rowdies.
I'm going to be Rowdy Nobody.
No.
I'm not dressed
up. I think you need to wear the old school jersey.
Nope.
I think you need to wear a jersey for sure.
Nope.
Maybe some face paint.
Not this
Your
guy.
Your mom gets dressed up, does she
yeah,
not?
Yeah, she's Rowdy Granny.
Well, she's going to help you.
She said, son, don't worry. I won't dress up as Rowdy Granny if you go.
Oh.
And I was like, well, that's no fun. You're Rowdy Granny. You got to dress up. But I'm going to go. Maybe I'll go to that Pelicans game. It looks like I'm in town on the 24th.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do that. Plus, it's a Saturday, so I don't
you
have to worry about
it.
Yeah, I totally can.
That would be big.
So you can't rub that in anymore. We've solved that.
No,
that
I'm
doesn't
saying
hurt me.
You can get one now.
Your words don't hurt me, Joel.
You're not trying to kill everybody at the Rockets, as you always do, for keeping you from a season pass that you should have had.
Do we really have a college baseball call? Oh, my God. We've already spent an hour.
The mold today
we've already
on
spent an hour on college basketball. Do we really have to take a college baseball call?
But his name is Texas Tom.
Didn't OU right. Mike hang up on us again today?
Who hung up on us?
He gave up on us. He called in and then he.
Oh, OU Mike. I guess we never got to him.
Well, we'll take the college baseball call after this commercial. I hope this commercial lasts until 4.
G Bear, there's a tease. Everybody will want to stay put for that one. Hey, we got us on a simulcast. If you're listening to us on SportsMap 94.1 or ESPN 97.5, we are the usual suspects. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back final half hour of the show on both SportsMap 94.1 FM as well as ESPN 97.5. It is The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. Bad news, Texans fans, your free agency frenzy is over with. All the excitement should be tapered from this point on. It's over. We mentioned the Bills looking to trade left tackle Cordy Glenn. He's already gone.
Oh,
they
shoot.
They traded him to the Bengals.
Shoot. No love getting a middle-of-the-road left tackle. Or tackle, whatever. Okay.
Ian Rappaport says they unload big salary and get instant left tackle help.
Okay.
Sure.
Good okay. for them.
Great.
Did you guys, I'm assuming you set your clocks forward in the house and your phones did. Did you struggle with the daylight savings thing?
No, not really.
Yesterday Lisa, especially because of her hours, was a huge struggle for our household because we didn't even think about it till we woke up and we're like, oh, snap, we're an hour later than we thought it was. I love it. I know that there's this national thing going on now to eliminate it.
Now, when you say,
I
don't know,
the fact that it's light out when we go home at night,
okay,
and we get some sunlight.
What I don't know is, which one are you eliminating? Are you eliminating now, or are you eliminating what we just left?
Hopefully the one we just left.
Being dark at 5:30?
Exactly.
I hate that.
I mean, for us, it didn't impact me in terms of like a sleeping schedule. I can see how it impacts Lisa, for sure.
Yep.
But for us, I don't think so. I mean, you wake up damn near 11:30 every day. Barry, I don't know how it hurt you.
I may have got up at 11 o'clock today. Maybe. Which should have been 10 o'clock, and to be fair. It should have been 10. And my body is still at 10 o'clock, but I was like, whoa, this is early.
See, an hour just doesn't do that for me. It's like if I ever make a trip to the West Coast for 4 or 5 days, I come back to Houston. It's really not that big a deal for me.
Really?
No.
Because my wife woke me up at 6 in the morning, as she always does. And this morning, I thought, damn it, it's really 5 in the morning. Get out of here, woman. This is way too early. I don't like the whole spring forward thing. But
I just like the sunlight
once I'm in
at
it,
night.
Yeah, once I'm, well, I kind of don't, because I have to go home and do yard work, which sucks.
I like to have the option of going to I can either use the treadmill and watch some TV, or I could go outside and run. And when you get home and it's pitch dark outside, I'm like, well, that takes away one of the options.
I suppose, yeah.
I hope they take that, the one we just left, away.
I agree with you.
There's two, like, I don't think Arizona does daylight savings.
It's Arizona and Colorado.
Is it Colorado?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was reading something about it. They said that it was started over 100 years ago, and it was to reserve coal during World War I. It was so that they would save burning of coal. And then nationally, they got rid of it, but the states kind of held on to it, so they brought it back in the 60s. That's something that I read about.
How much are we using coal anymore anyway?
I think we still use quite
a
bit of coal.
Like a lot of it, though?
It's pretty popular.
Yeah.
I thought it was like super unhealthy and hazardous.
That doesn't mean anything. It's America.
Why should that stop anything?
Yeah,
that's true.
Exactly. I can't wait for this call.
Well, go get it.
Texas Tom wants to talk college baseball. Texas Tom, you better make this interesting, bud.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Listen, mad respect for LSU and their baseball program, because they are truly a blue blood in college baseball. But to say that they are the college baseball team in the country because of attendance is silly. Texas, the University of Texas, has 35 College World Series appearances, and LSU has 18. Texas leads in all-time wins with 85, and like LSU, they have 6 national titles, which is more. They have the two schools have more national titles than Texas A&M has wins in Omaha. I just got to add that at the end there. You guys have a good day.
Appreciate it, Texas Tom. We should
fired up.
Yeah, I appreciate the passion. Yeah,
I do too. Suck it. Suck it, purple and gold.
Texas Tiger, where you at?
Yeah,
Texas.
Where's your stats at?
Where are you at?
We just got
see, now you guys are asking for another college baseball call.
You got Alex
call.
Bregman, and I'll show you Roger Clemens.
We got a border war
where
going on.
Where are you
on.
At? What Bring
other,
it.
What other famous Texas Longhorn alum baseball guys are there? Roger Clemens.
The Calvin Schiraldi, the pitcher for the Red Sox for a couple of years, went to Texas. I'd have to think about that one.
Okay. See, it's not a top of the mind thing, right? Like, you don't.
No, that's Greg Swindell.
Oh, yeah.
Greg
that's
Swindell
a good
was
one.
A horn.
That's a good one.
Like I said, I got to think about it a little bit, but I know that they're there. LSU's had a lot.
Yeah, they have had quite a few. But I hate to say this because I'm super happy for the Cougs, but that U of H Cincinnati game yesterday was exactly the point I was making about how boring college basketball can be. They combined for 79 points in the first half and like 34 in the second. And don't get me wrong, I realize that sometimes the shot doesn't fall and the end is, you know, defense was being played and all that. But the second half of that game, I don't think that they scored more than 5 points between them in the first 7 minutes of the second half.
There is an inconsistency to college basketball that perhaps is not, you know, as pleasing as the NBA and watching that, but I mean, some people appreciate that. Believe it or not, I was big on free throws when I was playing basketball, and that was one of the reasons what turned me off to college basketball, because they can't hit their free throws. I was, like, so aggravated. I think it's gone up since the last time I really was into college basketball, but there's a lot of things that just, you know, there's a lot of fundamentals that they just don't have like NBA players do.
Right.
Right.
Somebody said, I say Barry should go all out as Rowdy Dominatrix with light up nipple clamps. God.
I think we would all like you to do that as well.
Wearing some
and
butt
Nick
out
would be getting
jeans.
Video.
Wearing some assless chaps.
Yeah, I would definitely get video of that.
With a cod piece. Just walking around.
Brandon Belt.
Uh-huh.
Longhorn. Didn't know that.
Okay.
Taylor Teagarden.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Keith Moreland.
Yeah.
Houston Street. You said Greg Swindle, right?
Greg Swindle, yeah. The crazy thing about Keith Moreland was baseball player now does football. Color analyst on the football game.
Okay, so far, Roger Clemens and Greg Swindle are the two highest
Billy
profile.
Billy Bates, who was a long-term infielder utility guy.
I'm talking about high-profile
stars.
Spike
Owen?
Stars. Spike Owen was not a star. I know he played
Bert
for the Red
Newton.
Sox. Nope.
Well, that's all I got.
Spike Owen was a Red Sox, wasn't he?
Yeah.
My goodness, that's all I got.
By the way, if this is the Wayne Graham, the head coach at Rice was a Longhorn?
Yeah, interesting.
Wow. All right, well, then stay tuned. We'll get to the LSU version of the equation in just minutes.
Somebody texted the show, this college baseball call might be the most depressing thing I've ever heard.
It's kind of what we do.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. We have run the gamut of depressing topics today. We spent an hour on college basketball, 2 seconds on college baseball.
I blame Palillo for all of
it. I mean, I don't know if it's depressing to everybody. Like, I think Joel appreciates college basketball, so it wasn't depressing for you.
I mean,
and it wasn't really depressing for me. It was just a lot.
It's been hard to understand why a city this big doesn't endear itself to college basketball. But this is the time of year, if you're going to do it.
Because the tournament is
such a big deal. So you want to get Fort Worth, Jay, before we
get
out of here?
Yes, let's do it.
Jay, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Hey, when we were talking about National Cereal Day the other day, which one of the artists, was it you, Nick, that said you ride for the Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs?
No, that was me.
Barry. Okay, Barry. You know they're real expensive in the grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Bro, I just went to the Dollar General. They have bags of them for $1.
What?
$1, bro.
Is it legit Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
No, it's legit. It's legit.
Or is it like the generic?
The knockoff.
It'll be like Reese's Squares. Nah, this is Reese's Puffs made with real Reese's Peanut Butter General Mills.
Really?
No high fructose corn syrup, no colors from artificial sources, and no artificial flavor.
It's not the Hill Country Fair version. It's not
it's
Puffs.
Look, it's got the G in the top left-hand corner. General Mills.
Damn.
It's legit, bro.
Man, where is this?
It's got the G.
I went to the Dollar General right there on West Tama between Hillcroft and Dunn.
I'm all over
right there.
That's my
prep. Right,
appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
If I was a prepper, that would be what I would prep. I would just be like, all right, I'm putting this in the...
You're not a prepper?
No. I do know people that are preppers.
Yeah.
They're weird. Okay. Weird, weird people.
You talking about meal prep?
No.
Like, what are you talking
preppers
about?
Preppers like doomsday preppers. Like, the people that dig the underground... Like, they'll buy a 1,000 acres in Wyoming, and then right in the middle of the 1,000 acres, they'll build an underground little... like a box, like a shipping crate. You know those shipping crates?
Containers,
like Yeah, and they'll put one underground with a little pipe for air. Like a doomsday prepper, just in case.
There's a different name for it. It's like a...
I don't know what else they're called. They're called doomsday preppers.
Okay.
There's another word
I know what you're saying
for
now.
It?
I just
there's
thought
a more
you
accurate word for it, like a storm or a natural disaster. I'll figure it out.
I don't know. But that's what... I would love to load up on Reese's Peanut Butter Puff cereal.
Someone will actually...
As a prepper. Not healthy. Not a good idea, but for a buck, I'd totally do that. By the way, I got this text from Coach Flea. And I'll make you a bet as to what Coach Flea coaches, but he said, Barry's turning into AJ and Fred dissing everything. Come on, Barry, stop it. First of all, as long as I've been on this show and been doing radio at this station, I've made fun of everything. So chill. I make fun of everything. Second of all, Coach Flea must coach college baseball. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say he coaches college baseball. Because the only college baseball guys would be upset about the stuff I said.
Safe room?
That's in the house, though. Like, we have a quasi safe room in our house.
Okay.
It's not like, you know, like the movie safe room where they had the iron and the doors shut.
That was panic room.
Panic room. But we do have a panic room / safe room in our house.
Okay.
But no, this is more of a underground bunker. It's like that's the proper term for it. It's a bunker. But it's usually like in the middle of nowhere. A buddy of mine that moved to Portland, his name is Bart Stewart. He's a doomsday prepper. And man, he's got what do they call them? The cutout bags? where if it goes down like Red Dawn style and the Russians are invading, it's a bag full of like guns and ammo and money, and he's got all that ready to go. It's wild.
Yeah, safe room, panic room.
No, this is an underground bunker. It's a whole different thing.
All right, well, hunker down and bunker down. We got one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as well as SportsMap 94.1. We're doing a little simulcasting today. We get to experience what the big time shows get.
Uh-oh. Is this mean we're big time?
Not yet, no.
Mm-mm. No?
No, not till we cuss.
Oh. Well, you ready?
Go.
I'll cuss.
You start.
So, not doing it. I'm too classy.
Wow. I guess you're turning over a new leaf then?
I'm way too classy. Fallout shelter was the
term. Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
NASCAR Johnny said, I tune in and the first thing I hear is Barry saying he wears assless chaps and a codpiece. Can't wait for the podcast. I think you'll be sadly disappointed.
You might be.
It was, what was I going to go as, a rowdy?
That's right.
I don't know. What would I go as? Rowdy idiot.
Rowdy is funny.
I'll wear a Packers jersey.
Rowdy is funny. There you go.
Rowdy is funny. That's not bad. I like it.
Could do that. After you took the shot with the Packer jersey.
I think Joel is looking for the word survivalist.
No. Fallout shelter.
Fallout shelter, fallout bunker.
Did you see, by the way, this story on the Greek soccer league? There was a soccer game going on, and the owners, I guess, are allowed to stand on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivan Savitas, the owner of the Greek soccer team PAOK,
what?
89th minute goal, disallowed, screwing his team over in his mind. He not only storms the field, he's not hiding the fact that he's got a gun on his hip.
What?
He's running out on the field, and there's video of it. He's running out on the field. Not only is there a gun on his hip in a holster, but he literally at one point starts talking to the official and saying, your career as a referee has ended, as he reaches for the gun.
Yeah, he's got a jacket on and he kind of goes Old West style. Like at one point as he's walking out, you know how in the Old West when you would see the two cowboys face off?
Yep.
And they would have their dusters, right? Their long dusters.
With a draw, right?
And they would get ready to draw and they would curl the duster behind the gun. Well, he's wearing a windbreaker, and he pretty much does the same move.
Yep.
Like, he's, like, putting that windbreaker, it looks like, back there. That dude's nuts. He shouldn't be allowed on the field, much less with a gun. But who's carrying a gun with him at all times like that? How bad is it? Could you imagine Bob McNair just being like, what do you mean that was pass interference? And just, like, pulling out a shotgun from behind his back or a sawed-off? Nah, that is... See, and then you're going to get it. Well, soccer's the most popular sport. Yeah, and the owners carry guns. It's crazy talk. It's crazy.
And people. They're on the field. It's one thing, you know, if you're up in a press box or anything, it's still not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm just saying you don't do it. But if you're going to go and start getting passionate about a call and you're reaching for your holster,
right?
What are you doing, man?
Wow.
A little too intense.
Yeah.
Bob Kraft drunk with a gun in his hand?
Not good.
That was Tom Brady.
that's crazy. Alex Perkins said, go as Rowdy Red House. No.
That's not bad.
No. No. What was the dude's name? 12, 10 gauge?
Yeah.
Yeah. I should go as 10 gauge from the Red House. I don't think so. Purple and Gold is mad at us. The Texas Tiger on Twitter.
Why? We didn't do it?
He's maybe mad at me probably more than you, but he said, you don't have to like college baseball. That's fine. But if you've never been to a College World Series or Super Regional game by big-time baseball programs with real fan bases, you're missing out. It puts pro baseball atmospheres to shame, even postseason ones.
I love it. It's a great atmosphere.
No desire to go.
He's right.
None.
Okay.
Costco is selling $6,000 doomsday prep kits.
Is that from Jerry?
No.
Because Jerry's at Costco every day.
That was from MK Cervantes on Twitter.
Jerry wanted me to go play hoops last night.
Did you?
I couldn't. I had to do Sports Sunday.
You had to face the Oops.
No, you brought it up, not me. I just said Jerry wanted me to play hoops.
Somebody
and I couldn't play.
Dropped something.
No.
I didn't even know you did it.
Well, I'm sorry. Next time I'll call you.
Look at you. How'd it go? What'd y'all talk about?
Gee, I wonder.
Rockets?
Yeah. I mean,
nobody ever gets
and the bad thing
else,
is
right?
Normally it's great for me because from a family perspective, we tape on Sunday afternoons so I can go station, tape, get back, handle the family duty so Lisa can go to bed and I got Taylor. They're like, well, you know, the Rockets tip at 6. Why don't we do it about 8:45? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So we did it. We taped it at about 8:45 and Wex was running around like crazy with Randy out of town at the White House. So they had a bunch of stuff going on. So it was just kind of in and out. I texted Nick. I let him know.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. In case the show needed anything, I made sure Nick knew.
In case the show needed anything?
Yeah, you know, I got to check in with the guy and say, hey, Nick, if you need anything, I'm here at Channel 2.
It's an inside joke, but I'm not going to make
reference
really
to it. It's not really an inside.
Joel is the master of telling inside jokes on radio that no one gets.
It's not an inside joke. I wanted to say that I reached out to at least one of you, and it was you.
Okay. Yeah. That was the whole point of it?
Yes. Okay. It wasn't anything to do with.
I thought you were referring to
it. No, I know what you were thinking.
My God.
But I knew you were adding, with saying that, I was like, there goes Barry. Now he's got the fire for the day.
For what?
Me. Your hot button today was that I like to tease things and talk about things that are.
Oh, you've been doing that. I know I've mentioned it before, but it's all good.
I know.
Don't pull your gun out on me. Don't pull your gun
Not
out
today.
On me.
It's only Monday.
By the way, I called it a cutout kit. It's called a bug out kit. Whatever. Thank you. Thank you. I would have hated to have spread a bunch of misinformation to a bunch of weird preppers. I don't think I've ever met a rational doomsday prepper. Is there such a thing?
I would met agree a with doomsday
that.
Prepper?
Yeah, my buddy Bart Stewart, he was actually big into MMA. He used to call MMA matches here, and he was a local comedian, moved to Portland, but he is a big time doomsday prepper.
Portland's a good spot for you then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're a prepper,
yeah, crazy needing out a pie,
Idaho,
just come on over.
Idaho, Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're in the right area up there for sure.
Good looking for UFOs. I'm kinda okay with those, some granola.
Those people that have like those heavy like coupon shoppers and they just stack up on everything. Soap, deodorant. I'm okay with that. But doomsday preppers,
he bought land in Oregon.
Yeah, see that's going
and
too
he
far.
Has an underground shelter.
Yeah.
And
a
he's
bunker?
And he's yeah, but he's and he's loading it up with stuff. Like he owns a massive amount of guns. He's got all the food, the dry food.
He's watching too much Walking Dead, is what, he's doing.
Something. But he's been like that for a while now.
All right. Well, that'll do it for a Monday with the brackets out and everything going on. We're going to be here the rest of the week. You should be, too. We'll have lots to do, and we'll be on remotes both Thursday at Revelry on Richmond and Friday at Prime Social Club. Check them out if you want to stop by and say hi. Otherwise, just keep your dial where it's planted, and we'll do you the favor, and you do us the service. The Blitz is next. It is AJ. It is Fred. It is Jong. They're coming up. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.